Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. My name is Chuck Allen. I have the privilege of serving as the lead pastor here at Sugar Hill Church, and I really trust that you'll come hang out with us one Sunday morning and just enjoy the whole concept that Sugar Hill Church has. We really believe that when you walk in the door, you ought to be able to sit down, take a deep breath, and just simply be at ease. And when you leave, you kind of exhale a little bit and say, man, that was good. I could do that every week. So come join us at Sugar Hill Church. You can always watch us online live at live.sugarhill.church, or you can download our app and watch anytime you like. Today, I want to jump into our weekday podcast speaking about one short text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. And it says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. I used a podcast sometime back on this same weekday podcast talking about an old football coach that I had in high school, and he would give us this speech at the end of the season about don't hang out with the wrong crowd, don't get caught doing the wrong things, you know, keep your nose clean, you don't want to ruin your career. And his last statement all the time was this one thing: don't hang around in the barn unless you want to come out smelling like it. Well, we actually knew what it was, and I think you do. And so the coach was literally, he was teaching this biblical concept. I mean, the text says bad company corrupts good morals. Now, we think that this is about our actions, but it begins in our mind. It begins with how we see our relationships. Are we going to be a point of influence for Christ, or are we going to be influenced with something else? All of us have some degree of influence. Some of us have extraordinary influence on many people, and some of us have some influence with a few people. But we all have influence, and I've heard all my life that leadership equals influence. Well, I believe there's something more to that, because I when I look at leadership and I say it's influence, that would mean that Adolf Hitler was a great leader. Well, no, he wasn't. We all know that. The guy was a psychopath murderer. But here's what we know, that we don't need more influence. We need godly influence. We all influence with what we have been influenced by. We all influence with what we've received. Whatever influenced us is what we influence with. And the text says, be careful, because if you hang out with the wrong crowd long enough, your influence is going to smell pretty bad. You see, I remember this played out in my life when I was a sophomore in high school and I was dating a senior, and I was just captivated by it. And then one evening, she had come by the house with a friend, but it was like 9 o'clock at night, school night. And so my dad answered the door, let them in. They came in. We sat down. Mom and dad left the room. It was all that kind of deal. And after she left, my dad came in, and I'd already gotten in bed. He sat down on my bed, and he did what he always did. He patted me on the leg and said, boy, are you sure that girl is who you're supposed to be with right now? And I said, well, Dad, what would make you think she isn't? And he said, well, I can give you a host of reasons, but let me just give you one. Son, this is not cool. You don't walk into a parent's home smelling like the Marlboro Man and, frankly, dressed like a hussy. And he kind of went on ahead like 10 of those. I'm like, oh, my stars. My dad thinks I'm dating the worst person on the planet. And I know I wasn't, but the fact was my dad was giving me this warning. So this was one of the few times that I actually listened. And the next day, I kind of broke that relationship off. And it was fascinating. I mean, all of a sudden, I kind of opened my eyes and I saw things for what they were. And I realized that I had friends that I had left by the wayside because I had connected my company to the person who had poor morals. I was the person that genuinely became the bad company because I had hung out with the wrong crowd, and I had inherited and I had had those poor morals kind of wash away the good parts of what God was doing in my life. My friend, take a look at your closest relationships and ask yourself, am I hanging around with bad company that's corrupting my good morals? And if so, decide to change right now. Let me read it to you one more time. Bad company corrupts good morals. You decide who you hang out with. My friend, it will change your life when you choose to hang out with people who love God. It doesn't mean hide from the world, but it does mean be sure that you're not corrupted. Don't stand in the barn until you come out smelling like it. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you Sunday. Bye now.